We find unbelievable Klolos, what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael. Basically, the Kloisenberger Rebbe used to tight shit up. All the things that he went through in Auschwitz and all the different camps and what Klal Yisrael went through 50 years ago. His mamash written posuk by posuk. Everything that you read in the history books of what Klal Yisrael went through in the 5 years of the Shoah, you mamash see posuk by posuk what happened. But then in the middle, the posuk throws in, why did all this happen? Tachas asher lo yavadeta es Hashem elokecha b'simcha uv'tuv leivav miroiv koil. Because you didn't want, you want Oyved Hashem b'simcha. U'betuv leivav. And if I did it without simcha, if I just did the Maisa mitzvah without simcha, it's so terrible. Dafka, because I didn't do it b'simcha, I deserve such punishment. You're going to turn around and say that the reason why Hitler came is because Klal Yisrael didn't do it b'simcha. And if they didn't do it b'simcha, if they did it b'mitzvah anoshim u'lamodah, which we're not much better today, therefore we deserve such einchim. And what does this simcha mean? What does the simcha mean? What kind of simcha? Simcha in the Maisa HaMitzvah? Simcha in what? Simcha in being happy a Jew? The Maral says, Tachas asher lo evadet asher shem elakecho b'simcha, ובטוב לבוב מרויב קויל. מרויב קויל means because I had a lot of other hanos. My simcha was lying somewhere else. I enjoyed other things. My enjoyment, what I enjoyed in life, wasn't from Torah mitzvahs. Wasn't as because I'm an oved Hashem. You know, there's a famous story of a bocha who brought up as a frum bocha, and before the chasna, the parents called him in and told him that he bets him he's adopted, he's a goy, and therefore he has to do geirus again. He has a bechira, and in those days in America, he made a big tumult because he turned around and said, "No, I'd rather be a goy and keep Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. What I need the 613 mitzvahs." And there was he was considered a very good boy. He sat and learned all his life. And it shook what we call the foundations when the Maisa came out. And the truth is, I don't know how many of us would say that we want to stay. If we really make a real self deep look inside us, how many of us would be able to turn around and say, no. If I have the choice now, I want to stay a Jew. Tachas ashlo evadet Hashem elokecha b'simcha. B'simcha seems to be saying something else. Simcha doesn't mean because I'm happy. Simcha, there's something deeper in simcha than just being happy about my matzah. Simcha tightens up what in essence, who I am. That means what I enjoy, that's what I do. What I have to do, say that, I do. It doesn't mean it's simcha. But when I do something which I want to do and I enjoy it, that shows that's what your essence is. Tachas asher lo yavadet Hashem elokecha b'simcha means that you guys, Rabbi Yisrael says, Avada, you did mitzvahs, you went to shul, you mekayim mitzvahs. But besimcha, where did your simcha lie? Was it outside? Was it to make another dollar? Was it mitzvahs anoshim ulamoda? Was my mitzvah just because I have to? I was born a Jew, Nebuch. That's what I've got to suffer. As most of us would say, you know, we got screwed. We're born Jewish. Can't do anything about it. I try and run away from it as much as possible, but I'm stuck, so I'll just have to do as much as I can get away with, you know, go between the raindrops. But besimcha, simcha is the taich. Who are you? Who am I? And where I enjoy myself and where my enjoyment lies, that's who you are. And that's how the Ribbono Shel Olam knows. That's the mirror on everybody. That shows up who you are. And the shaila is, if the Ribbono Shel Olam has a tviya on us, tachas asher avadta shalom b'simcha, that means we're missing something. We're missing something. If the Holocaust, and anybody who's read up on the Holocaust, the tragedies that happened in Klal Yisrael, forget about the 6 million being killed. We're talking about what the ones who stayed alive suffered. You can tell me it's because, in essence, Klal Yisrael were not doing mitzvahs and they didn't feel, they weren't proud of being Jewish, let's call it. Or they didn't feel that that's number one on their list of what they want to do. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is mourning us for that, that means there's got to be a way that we can get back to it. And it's not out of our domain to sort of get to it. It can't be such a hard thing to get to. And in fact, you find in the Dor HaMidbar, by the Misoininim, when they started complaining, Zochalnes Hadogo, we remember the fish which we ate in Mitzrayim, Chinom, we ate it for nothing. So Rashi asks Akasha, how could Klal Yisrael come along to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, we remember eating fish b'chinom, when the Mitzrayim didn't even give them teven, he didn't give them anything b'chinom. So they were going to give them fish b'chinom? So Mahoim Chinam, says Rashi, what does Chinam mean? Chinam min mitzvahs. We want to be free from the mitzvahs. That means you're taking Dor HaMidbar. After Matan Torah, Ribbono Shel Olam took them out from Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. They made millions walking out of Mitzrayim. They made more millions by Kriyas Yamsuf. Augustop mit Geld. And they're worried about this Hadog Asher Nuchom HaMitzrayim. They were worried about, we remember the fish. So they came. So Rashi says, it can't be that Chinam means that they didn't pay for it, so therefore that there was a gishmak in it. Chinam means something else. Chinam means Chinam in HaMitzvahs. They didn't have the oil HaMitzvahs. There wasn't a yoke on them. Nebuch. There's this man Krishma I've got to make. Or I just got to make sure that I put on film before Shkia. That oil wasn't there. Chinam. In Mitzrayim we ate and we didn't have to make a bracha beforehand. We didn't have this ritual called Netilas Yadayim or Bruchas Hamozen. It's a pain in the neck. Chinam. Kamisoinanim. What does misoinanim mean? Misoinanim, the literal translation of Bashas is to complain. Mavakshim alila, they're trying to find a way, some sort of way, heich lifresh ma'achere amokam, how to separate themselves from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Does this make sense? That you're talking about Dor HaMidbar, you're talking about kedoshim, tohelim, gedolim, they saw, anochi Hashem elokecha, they saw it all. And they had everything, plus the mon. But they wanted to, the misoinim, they wanted to get away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. What was all these complaining about? What lied underneath all the complaints? One thing. They couldn't take this pressure on them called Oil HaMitzvahs, Oil HaTorah. They couldn't deal with it. You have a Bechira. Whether to be Jewish or not to be Jewish, he picked himself up. He said, if I was born a Goy, I'm still a Goy. I'm not Mechoyev, so let me have a good time. I had a week before Yechasna and Torah and who knows what. No. How many of us are living on those two sides of the fence? How many of us If we had a choice, we'd turn around and say, and if that's the case, that means there's something basically wrong in our whole Kiyama Mitzvahs and what our Yiddishkeit is. That means we're going to live for 70, 80, 90 years. We're going to go through life. We're going to come upstairs. And we're going to say, what do you mean? I did mitzvahs. I put on tefillin. Shabbos. I steiged. I got better as I went along. By the time I was 50, I was putting on tefillin every day. By the time I was 60, they took me in the wheelchair to Landau's 3 times a day. I was Makai mitzvahs. I come upstairs. There's nothing to it. Tachas ashlo evadet Hashem lekecha besimcha. Where, who were you? Be'etzem, you were a goy doing mitzvahs. Your simcha was somewhere else. Make another dollar. Make another deal. Have a good steak. Watch a game. Oh, the Yankees won. Oh, das ist ein Epis. Das ist ein Simcha. I'm ready to give up Zman Krishma for noch a game. Noch a game. I davening, Zman Krishma, the Raisa, Kabbalah Yom Malchus Shemaim, Chatzois. No. A game. The Simcha. Where's the Simcha lie? We can come upstairs and we're going to be empty-handed. There's going to be... How many Jews are walking around that way? And it's a big problem. Don't think it's a problem just because we're young yeshiva bochrim. I promise you, there's a lot of choshuva yidden who, if they were put against the wall... And I'll even tell you a maisa that happened in Kelm. Meridik and maisa in Kelm. You're talking about in Kelm? There was 35 gedolim, kedoshim, tahirim. That learned in Talmud Torah under the altar from Kelm. Rabbi Yerucham was learning there. And there was a fire in Kelm. And all the houses around the Talmud Torah got burnt down. And the fire stopped by the Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah was considered, that was called a yeshiva. Altar called it a Talmud Torah. I was Vahayulanes. You know, everybody looked at it, wow. Just the yeshiva, all around the whole yeshiva, all the houses around the yeshiva got burnt down. Fire stopped by the yeshiva. Shteitzach. I mean, Kelm, the Chofetz Chaim held that the Shah Tefillah, the Tefillahs go through it, through Kelm. Kelm is the Mokama Tefillah from the Chutz Laretz. That's what the Chofetz Chaim held. G'day Shemitayim, all G'dayli Yisrael went through Kelm, most of them. And the Chava went over to Rabbi Yerucham and he says, I'm embarrassed for myself. What are you embarrassed about? He says, a small machshava went through my mind, but take a look at the gadlus of how a person is mavake himself. He looks into himself and he sees where he's holding. He says, while the fire was going, there was a machshava that went through my mind that said, I hope the fire takes care of the yeshiva as well. This way I'll be able to go home to my wife and kids. Right, in those days when you, as a younger man, they didn't go home by night to sleep. They went from Pesach to Sukkos, or from Sukkos to Pesach. They used to travel. They lived in somewhere else. And they used to travel for a year or two to learn in yeshiva, even after they were married. And the wife took care of Panos over there. She worked in the store, whatever. That's what the real G'dayli Yisrael. Most of them lived in Slabotka or other places, Vilna. And the husbands used to go away for 6 months. Not just for 1 month, for 6 months. And they used to go for 6 months to sit and learn and to be porush from the Inyan Yoylam Hazeh. And he said the machshava went through his mind that ki'ilu, you know, halavai, you know, epis in the subconscious somewhere, chas v'shalom, he wasn't thinking about it the whole time, we're talking about G'dayli Yisrael. But it went through his mind that this might be an excuse for him to get on to the horse and buggy and go back home. And he said, Debakuk vu yichalt. Take a look where I'm holding. And Rabbi Yerucham said this in Mir. He said this in, as a shmuz in Mir. He said, take a look what a person can be. I'll go even further. There was once, when my Zaydu was learning in Kelm, There was once a chabura with Reb Nochum Velvel. Nochum Velvel was the son of the Alter, and he was the Rosh Hashiva. They had a chabura of younger light that they made a vad that once a week they'll get together and they will talk about their machshavas rois that they had. They will speak openly their machshavas rois. Right. I don't intend doing such a vad here. And this is Kelm. The first week, Nochum Velvel sitting, Baruch HaShulchan, we had rebellion, some Rabbi Yeruchum was there. They had all the G'daylis. I mean, they were younger light then. And Nochum Velvel was the first one to say his Machshava Ra of the week. And he went red in the face, and he sits there backwards and forwards. Ich kenisht, I can't do it. Forget it. It's bottle in the bottle. Okay. So Rebellion, Isaiah went along to Reb Nochum Velvel afterwards and said to him, Abba Rebbe, was it given the machshav? Nochum Velvel said to him, he said, I can't remember if it was a tannis or if it was one of these tannisim, because they used to fast a lot, Monday, Thursdays. So it was a tannis. And when I said Baruch Hu, a machshava went through my mind of to look forward to the hot potato that I'm going to have when I go home to break the fast. You understand, we're not talking about a steak, we're talking about a hot potato. And it went through my mind. That was my machshava raw for the week. Do you and he was embarrassed to say it. But you understand the degree of where they held, where they're holding by, so that machshava ra, that ad hashtikel yetzahara, it went through my mind because I was already hungry in those days. To fast in Europe in those days was longer days. In the summer, it probably went on till 10, 11 at night. And he said, I sat down for Mariv, and the machshava, the hot potato, like sort of. Everybody's suffering from a certain amount. Everybody lefi madregosoi. Where are we? Who are we? So in Kelm, there was Gedolei Bali Musa. They had no problem internalizing who they are, what they are, how bad they are, and they were still besimcha. Didn't affect. How do we go about it? I mean, at the end of the day, what we're going to go through life without understanding what it's all about. We're going to go through life half depressed, and everything that we can, and not being depressed is only if I'm matzliach on the outside of Yiddishkeit. If I make money, if I'm matzliach, if my team wins, if whatever, I get a bit of covered, then I'll feel good. And from the Shtikel Gemara, or from the shtickle mitzvahs that we have, that we're doing, I'm going to come upstairs with a half bake. No shaychas to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's like I'm forced to do it, so I do it properly. And the truth is, doing it properly is a mindset, and give me patience, and I want to explain you on Merdik and Akuda. The ones asked the Chofetz Chaim, what's the hardest bracha to say? So he said the hardest bracha to say is Shlo Yasani Goy. He asked him why. He said, because before every bracha, I think what I'm going to say. Right? Chofetz Chaim, everybody knows that before Shemoneh Esra, every bracha beforehand, he always thought for a minute, what's the bracha going to be about? And he writes that in the Mishnah Berurah as well, that it's a skula to have kavana, that at least before you say the bracha, you know what you're going to talk about. Which most times, you know, if you're reading a letter in front of a king, you normally look it over beforehand to make sure that you don't make any mistakes and you know what you're saying, and the pauses and the commas in the right place. But when it comes to davening, it's not negea. But the Chofetz Chaim was a man that before every bracha thought for a minute on what he's saying, what he's going to say, what is the bracha made for. He said, Shlo Yasani Goy, I make a cheshbon nefesh, how much of not a goy am I? He says, it's a very hard bracha. Shlo yasani goy. I say shlo yasani baruch ato Hashem. I bless the Rebbein Yishleilim kenim alach ha'ilom. Shlo yasani goy. It's a nest that we're not noyig to say it. But in most shuls, and most people who make it before Yishtabach do say it. It's part of the Seder HaTefillah. And even after Chatzos you're allowed to say it. And the Shlo yasani goy, this is a very hard bracha. How much of a goy I am? How much of a goy am I? How much of a yid am I? How much goyishkeit did I take out of me that I can say the bracha Shlo yasani goy? And here, I want to take one nekuda to be masbit. Where I hold that in Avodas Hashem, Be'etzem, it's not such a hard problem. It's just that we're missing certain yediyah. Rabbi Yeruchim writes, you wanna give me one as well? And it's a Moedika Lashon. This is a Lashon. I hold the top three lines of the page. I hold it's something that you should hang up in your rooms. Not just the football shmooze. But this is unbelievable memra. And I hold you got to chazer it over every day. Ein tzorich ha'odom. This is taken out a piece from Rabbi Yeruchim in the Shmuzen. A person, Elo l'das is atzmoy. A person doesn't have to know anything, only one thing. To understand oneself. L'das is atzmoy. Horoitze liyos mamin b'yud gimili korin. If somebody wants to be a maimin, a believer in the 13, whatever they call them. 13 what?
Principles
of faith. Principles of faith. Aretzeli is maimin, but yud gimeli korim. Somebody wants to be a maimin. You hear what he's saying? Ein tzorich, he only needs el ladas es atzmo, to know himself. Who he is, his own self-worth. Odom choyta, a person does averas, mipnei she'enu yudei es atzmo, because he doesn't know his own self-worth. He doesn't know who he is. A person, when he doesn't know who he is, there's no problem doing an Avera. And he can still be an Oved Hashem in his mind thinking, doing an Oysa Maisa Zimri. And he wants Scha because he met Hashem Shemaim. I even go further. I didn't make enough coffee, so I'm going to read it out to you. Listen to Reb Tzadok. Kishem shetzorich odom lahamin b'Hashem yizborach. The same way as a person's mukhuyev to be mamin. Go over to any Jew. Go over to any yeshiva bacher. Any Jewish boy. Do you believe there's a God?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Who told you? You mean there's a Rebbeinu Shleilo? Okay. Kach tzorich achakach. So also a person lahamin ba'atzmoy. He has to believe in himself. He has to have self-identity, self-esteem. He has to know who he is. Rotzeh lomar, sheyesh la'Hashem yizborach esek imoy, that the Ribono shel Olam wants to be busy with him. V'she'ein a pearl bottle sheben laila, and he's not worth tuppence halfpenny. Like, tzorich lahamin, you've got to believe, ki nafsho mi mekor chayim, that your nefesh, your soul is from a mekor, from the source of the Ribono shel Olam. V'Hashem Yizborach Mis'anik U'mishashtei Abo Ko'isei Rotzoyne. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves him, and then it's the wrong word, but it's the only word. Mishashtei means he'll play with him. K'sho'isei Rotzoyne, when he does his Rotzon, when he does the Ribbono Shel Olam's Rotzon. That's how choshev he is by the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to explain what the Biruchim means. There's a big shaila. Big shaila in history. What was Avraham Avinu Mechadish? Everybody talks about Avraham Avinu. Everybody was a Ben Noach till then. And Avraham Avinu came, and he became the Gadol HaDor. What was he machadish? Posh the question. What was he machadish? Noach was a maimin in Hashem.
Yeah.
He was saved by the marble. There was gedolim in those days. Chanoich, Mesushelach. One of them went up as a malach. There was Shem Ve'eva. Shem Ve'eva, the biggest Rosh Yeshivas of the Dor, where Yaakov Avinu went to the yeshiva. He learned by him for 14 years. So he was the Rebbe of the Ovos. Yet we don't even hear about them. Shem Ve'eva were considered B'nai Noach. Where does B'nai Yisrael start from? From Avraham Avinu. What was Avraham Avinu Mechadish that Noach didn't know? Even Nimrod. Nimrod, the Gemara says, Chazal tell us, Yoda as Ribbonim is Kavan Nimrod boy. He knew who the Ribbono Shleilom was, but he wanted to go against him. He wanted to fight him. Everybody knew there was a Ribbono Shleilom. You're talking about Zohar HaMabul didn't know there was a Ribbono Shleilom. Noach, Ish Tzadik, the Torah calls him a Tzadik. So what would Avraham Avinu Mechadish that we didn't know beforehand? Said there's a Ribbono Shleilom. Okay. Say that. So he was the biggest Rosh Yeshiva of a Baal Tshuva Yeshiva. He had thousands of Baal Tshuva. Therefore what? Whoopi woo. Shem Ve'eva had the cream of the crop. He had Brisk. He had Yaakov Avinu learning in his yeshiva. And yet Avraham Avinu, the Rosh Yeshiva from Oy Sameach, he's the Gadol HaDor. And the Rosh Yeshiva from Brisk is a Ben Noach. Pashas. What is Pshat? What's Pshat? What happened over here? What was Avraham Avinu Mechadish? Here comes, I want you to take a look inside. To Murdika Tiferet Shleimer. Tiferet Shleimer was a Chassidische Radomske Rebbe who was a goyin in learning. He says here, a Yisoy L'chol Atayra Kula. It's mamash negeh to us. Hine Yodua. It's known. Kigam Koidim Shebo Avraham Avinu La'olam. Even before Avraham Avinu came to the world, Hayuchach Mekedem. The Chachomim from beforehand were philosophim, were great philosophers. They believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chehu Kadmon, and he's the first one. V'yochid, and he's the only one. U'boyle Olam is kulam, and he created all the worlds. Omnom b'zeh tol. They made one mistake. Ki ola b'daitom, because they thought ki ikah gedulosay hu be'elyonim. The ikah gadlus, the ikah greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That he was a Beirah Shemayim Varitz, and he was up there somewhere. There was Malochim, there was a whole Olam up there. V'chihu Gam Kein, he's also Moshe B'tachtonim. He's also a king and a ruler over this world. K'moshel, like a Moshe of Melech Bosav Adom, like a normal Melech Bosav, HaKovish Medina Beretz Rechayika. He owns, he takes over another country. U'moshel, and he rules over them. Does that mean he's there? Does that mean he's Machshiv? Who each one of them are? No, I own. I'm a melech over a few states. As long as the money and the taxes come in okay, I'm quite happy. Ulam. That's the way they believed till Avraham Avinu turned up. All, you're talking about Tzadikim Gedolei Yisrael. You're talking about Noach, Ish Tzadik, Mesushelach, Chanoich. There was a Messiah over there from Adam HaRishon. All the way down. Everybody knew there was a Ribbono Shel Olam. There was a yeshiva, Shem Ve'eva. Yaakov Avinu learned by him. What was Avraham Avinu Mechadish? Ulam, Echod Hoya Avraham Avinu. So my Chazal, Echod Hoya Avraham. Ribbono Shlom said, Echod Hoya. There was one Avraham Avinu. Ani Yochid, Vuhu Yochid. Hu Havin Bedaitoi. He understood something else. And this is what the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu was, and that's why Klal Yisrael started with Avraham Avinu. A whole new tkufa. A new 2,000 years. Until Avraham Avinu, it was Olam HaToyu. It was like desolate. Avraham Avinu turned up after 2,000 years of the Bria. Was Mechadish a whole new Chiddush in the Bria. Ki ikah mikol abroim b'shamayim v'oretz. Hu evin b'daitoi. He understood with his das. That's Pshat. Avraham Avinu hikah is boiroi. He recognized his Ribbono Shel Olam. What do you mean Avraham Avinu was makah his Ribbono Shel Olam? Chazal say that Avraham Avinu was 58 when Noach was Nifta. So he knew he didn't get the Kabbalah from Noach. Noach didn't tell him about the Mabul and tell him how he was saved and tell him who the Ribbono Shel Olam was in 120 years. Avadi, he had rebels. Well, you think he didn't speak to Shem Ve'eva in learning? But he was mechadish one thing. Huevim bedaitoi. He understood in his das, ki ikar mikol ha'bruim b'shamayim v'oretz, the main bria, the main creation, in shamayim v'oretz, v'chol tzvom, and all the hosts, and all, everything that Ribbono Shel Olam created, is rak, for one thing, lekabel nachas ruach min ha'odom, is only in order to get nachas ruach, from who? From the lowly person like me and somebody else. Hakorutz mechoyma that's been carved out from Adomo, the Oved Oise Be'emes, when I will be the Oved Hashem, that the Ribbono Shel Olam has more know than anything else, ube'emes bezeh, with that tisroimim kvodi yisborach shmoi, the Ribbono Shel Olam's covered will become bigger, b'yeseseis, greater might. Go even further. We don't even realize how great we are. The Ribbono Shel Olam created us that we are the balabatim, kaviyochel. We're the balabatim over the bria. And what does that mean, the balabatim over the bria? The way we behave, what we do, how we speak, how we think, affects all the hashpors that come back down on this world. We can be machriv olamis, like the Gemara says, tznu ois lelekim. Give strength to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What do you mean give strength to the Ribbono Shel Olam? We can give strength to the Ribbono Shel Olam? No. Kaviyochol, we control the Ribbono Shel Olam's computer. That means how much hashpah comes down, it depends on how we act. And that's what he said, v'zeh shishukosu b'tfilah, l'cho Hashem ha'gdulo, v'ha'gvuro, v'ha'tiferes, v'ha'netzer, ato osise esha shemayim, u'shmei ha'shemayim, v'atem ha'chayis kulom, asher bochalto ba'avrom. After everything that we say that Ribbono Shel Olam created, the Gdula, Gvura, Tiferet, Vanetzach, everything that he created, all the Gvaldiga things, it's all for one person. Asher bochalto ba'avrom, ki ikah ha'koil ho'yorak avru avrom. Everything was, Avrom understood that. That my tachlis on this world is not just to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. My tachlis in this world is bishvili nivra ha'olam. For me, the world was created. It's a whole different avoda. I am choshev. I am so choshev that I control the bria, and the Ribbono Shel Olam needs me in the bria. Ki echad hoya Avram. Avram was the only one. He was the first one. Horishon asher choka v'heven ze besichloi, that understood this with his seichel. Ki zehu kvoide yizborach shmoi. That is the real covered, and that was the tachlis habriya. The Ribbono Shel Olam want us, lowly creatures. He wanted us to be marbe kvoid shemayim, and only through us will he have nachas ruach. And only through us will the gadlus habriya be nizgala. Nothing else. Everything else that he created is not negeya. That doesn't show what the, that's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam's machshava was. But the machshav of the Ribbono Shel Olam was to let us bring it out. Ein l'toyr was Hashemayim v'oz b'hiborom, says the Chazal was b'hiborom, b'avrom. Ki chol ikah b'riyas ha'olam hayu l'manui. And in the last few words he says, v'zeh she'omer Rashi, she'om elekei Avrom. What's pshat elekei Avrom? What happened to elekei Noach? Okay, Avram haya arishin. Avram Avinu was the first one. Shehimshich elukuse ba'olam atachton. He brought down the hashpon. He explained that by us serving the Ribbono Shel Olam here, by us spreading the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is being mekayim what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants in this world. Here, this is where it starts and where it finishes. And I hope this is Pshat and Rabbi Rucham. We don't appreciate our own koichos. We don't appreciate as b'shvili nivro ha'olam. I'll give you a moshel. Chabad Chaim says a muri dikavot. Chabad Chaim says, a guy, it was a story guy that happened. It happened in Los Angeles. A guy was late at night, was on the train, got off the train, and he sees a small baby over there. Picked him up, and he took him to the Rav. And he said to the Rav, "Nishk gemalata." So what do you say? It's a Rav Yehudim, Rav Goyim? Rav Goyim? He's a Goy. He says, you got a Matana. Bring him up as a Goy and he'll be your Shabbos Goy. And Kachava, you brought him up. But it goes further. What would happen al pi halacha? Gemara says if a Mapilus, if let's say there was a earthquake and the house fell in and this kid was buried underneath, do you have to take him out on Shabbos? Are you allowed to go and dig for him on Shabbos? Halacha is that you have to. Why? Because Pikuach Nefesh, if he's a Sofik of a Jew, you go, I feel in a mute. Right? That means, whether he's a Goy or a Yid, you go L'Pos HaRoif. But Pikuach Nefesh, so even Gabi Miut, you still pass him that he might be a Sofik of a Yid. So the Gabi Miut of a Pikuach Nefesh, you have to dig him even on Shabbos. Do you understand what chashivus this is? Do you understand that a Sofik Yehudi, whether he's a Yid or a Goy, how we paskin? Okay. So the halacha is Rav Goyim and live in the area, so Pashtus is a Goy. If it's a Shaila, Pikuach Nefesh, whether he's going to live or die, so even the Miyot of Yidin living in that area, you still have to pull him out. Because he might be a Yid, even on a what's pshat? Because the chashivus of a Yid is so choshev that even though we pass on al piroiv normally, but by pikuach nefesh that he might die. Al pi halacha, what would happen? Hitler comes along to you and says to you, "I will stop all the trains bringing in hundreds of thousands of Jews from Hungary if you let me just kill one Jew. If you rabbi, come forward, give me a good rabbi, we'll kill him in public, and I'll stop sending the trains." Are you allowed to or you're not allowed to? You're not allowed to. Pelach, you're not allowed to. Are you going to save thousands of Jews? That's not your cheshbon. Because every Jew is worth a kol ha'olam. Bishvili nivra kol ha'olam. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Because we don't even understand what a Jew is worth. And by the Ribbono shel Olam, each Jew has a tachlis in this world. And each Jew is kol ha'olam kuloi, is worth a whole world. That can be mechalal Shabbos on him, and there could be train loads of people going to Auschwitz. And no, you can't get killed, because you are the world at this point. Avraham Avinu was mechadish that. Avraham Avinu was mechadish that Avodas Hashem is not just about serving, being a maimin in the Ribbono shel Olam, explaining, telling that there's a Ribbono shel Olam up there and going around and saying, yeah, this is Ribbono Shel Olam that controls the world. No. Avraham Avinu was Megala something more. Avraham Avinu was Megala who you are. That you got to be Maimin. If you want to be a Maimin in the Ribbono Shel Olam, you got to be a Maimin in yourself. And if you're not a Maimin in yourself, in your own koichas, if you don't have self-identity, if you don't have self-confidence in who you are, then he's going to be a chison in the Emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi Yeruchim used to say, there's an avera if you're not moida to your chisreinus. But there's a bigger avera if you don't know your milas. Avraham Avinu was mechadish one thing, that we're in a relationship with the Ribbono shel Olam. We are shutfim, we're partners. We're partners in being mamlich the Ribbono shel Olam. And the Ribbono shel Olam needs us, Kav Yochel, that he should have a malchus. The Ribbono shel Olam needs us and wants us to be part of building this world that will say Hashem Echad Ushmei Echad. We're not part of his plan. We are his plan. Musa Hashem, b'ni al temas is the pasuk. Rabbi Shlom gives Musa, b'ni my son, al temas. Don't make yourself lowly. Don't despise. Slonim once said, Musa b'ni, what's Musa Hashem? What's the Musa of the Rabbi Shlom? B'ni, you're my son. That's the Musa. And you're my son, al temas. Don't go. Don't get fashmutzed. You're my son. That was the relationship of Avraham Avinu. That was what he was megala into the world. And that's why Klal Yisrael started with Avraham Avinu. He was megala that every Jew, every person has a tachlis in the Brit Briah. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, however nothing you think you are, is bishvilin divro ha'olam. If there was 1,000 Jews on the train, and it was a shayla of you getting killed, you're not allowed to get killed. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom holds b'shvili nivra ha'olam. Then it goes further. Then the Rebbeinu Shalom came along and gave the Klal Yisrael Torah. And he was kofar lehem ha'kegigis. He came along and he said, if you makabal the Torah, the mountain, I won't bury you underneath. And if you are Makabal the Torah, you're okay. What went on over here? Were we forced? Were we not forced? Let me give you a mashal. A guy gets married. Does it ever go through? It probably does, but does it ever go through his mind that because he's married, so he's losing out on everything? I'm a shubah to one isha, so I'm losing out, on the free world. And if I was over, does that kill the marriage? Why does it kill the marriage? When there's a nisuin. So a guy feels that he's under pressure. He can't do certain things because. So it's not hefka anymore. I can't do what I used to do. I'm a shubha to this one woman that controls me. No, you want a relationship. So part of the relationship is, and part of you wanting that relationship is to make sure that that relationship doesn't get spoiled. And anything that goes out that you do that will spoil the relationship, you're not going to do because you want the relationship. That's all Rabbi Nishlan came along by Torah. Ve'erastich li lo'elam, rasti was saying, Mishwa, erastich be'emuna, ve'yodati to Hashem. Ve'erastich li be'emuna, to Loshen from Erusin. Be'emuna, that was Avraham Avinu. Ve'erastich li, I got, Klal Yisrael became engaged. There was a relationship. Be'emuna, what emuna? V'yodati to Hashem? No. Be'emun, I believed in myself. I understood that b'shvili nivro ha'olam is v'yodati to Hashem. And then I understood. I understood my relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That was Erusin. That was Avraham Avinu until Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah came along and made a nisuin. Kof alem ha'gigigis, it's not pshat, it was forced down your throat. Kof alem ha'gigigis means that Klal Yisrael understood that if I want to be in this relationship, a relationship demands from me a two-way street. The same way as if I'm married, I ain't going to be messing around because it will spoil my relationship. Does that mean I feel confined in my daladamas? Does that mean I feel I can't move out of my daladamas? Ask anybody if they're happier married or they're happier being a bocha. Most normal people. If you're married to a normal wife. Very rare these days. But in the big picture, and he's suing, and when a person goes into a relationship, it's holding you, not by force, kofalem ha'kigigis. Kofalem ha'kigigis was representing the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pachas asher lo yavadeta es Hashem alekecho. There's a lot more to be said. Where my enjoyment lies, that's who I am. that is going to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam who you are. Are you a Maimin Bashem? Are you Maimin that you taka believe that you taka a part of the big picture, that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves you, wants you, you're a ben to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and what you do makes a difference to the Ribbono Shel Olam? And that I control a lot of hashpahs coming down of the way I, what I do. When it's bishvili nivro ha'olam, then it's ve'rastich li la'olam. Rastich li be'muna. When I have an emuna in who I am, I believe in myself. L'das is atzmoi. Then it's v'yodat is Hashem. Then you'll know who the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then you'll have a yediya. You'll have an understanding of your kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But when I don't believe in the Avraham Avinu that was mechadish to me, I'm a ben noyach. When I serve the Ribbono Shel Olam as a ben noyach, which lider, most of us are walking around as bnei noyach. When I'm a ben noyach, I believe there's a God. But I should be the one. I make a difference in the Ribbono Shel Olam's world. My tefillah makes a difference. The Ribbono Shel Olam is betzar when I don't say a Shema Yisrael on time, because now you messed up his plan. When I don't say Kabbalahs, when I don't say a Shema Yisrael bizmanoi, if you take a look in the Svarim, you will see that you've messed up his big plan. You messed up the jigsaw that he's trying to put together. You, little boy, who thinks that, well, who am I? You missing the Zman Krishma have messed up the jigsaw that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to create. And now it's going to take longer. Or we'll have to do something over. Or we'll have to do something else. And you don't even realize how choshev you are. When I walk around with a lack of self-esteem in who I am, Ich bin Ayid, and I'm proud of it because I have a kesher. I'm connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam's big picture. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Then it's v'yodat et Hashem. It's shaykh to have a simcha. It's shaykh to have a certain self-satisfaction. Simcha doesn't mean I'm jumping around on the table singing na na nach. Simcha means that there's something inside me that gives me a certain tranquility. I feel good with myself. I'm not depressed. I'm not down. I feel good because I'm part of this. I'm part of the big plan. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam looks at it as bni al timas. I'm a ben Avrom. So then your ma'isa mitzvahs and your Torah is a whole different picture. Then taka has a certain chashivas. When I'm coming along and I'm making my simcha, my satisfaction comes from making money. My satisfaction comes from the fancy car that I have outside my house. My satisfaction comes from watching a game. That's where my chashivas is. That's where my chashivas lies. Then I've taka got a problem. Then I'm living like a ben noyach. And a ben noyach taka nochanam, it doesn't have a schus. Bnei noyach taka is 7 mitzvahs. Bnei noyach taka, they only have 7 mitzvahs. Because they're not part of the bria, they're not part of bishvili nivra ha'olam. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Yisoid harishon. The first Yisoid in Hilchus Tshuva. Hashah Arishon, the first gate to walk through, is Lodas Erech Atzmoy, to know one's self-worth. One's self-worth. How much are you worth? Who are you? Do you feel good about yourself? Before any Tshuva, before we even start talking about Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Hashah Arishon, the first gate that you want to go into is Lodas, to know Erech Atzma, your own self-worth. You think it's a psychology book? No, this is what Avraham Avinu taught us. This is the Torah from the Avos HaKadoshim. This is who we hold, Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yankov. This is what Avram Avinu came along and was machadish to us. That everybody believed it was the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And we all believe. But we don't believe in ourselves. And Avram Avinu was machadish one thing. That you are part of the big picture. You are the most choshev thing in the whole big Bria. In Shemayim Varetz. And all the gewaldige wonders of the world, the seven wonders of the world, and the Shemaim, wherever you're going to look at, and you're going to see, wow! And the biggest Bria, and the biggest Pella in the Bria, is that you should be looking at yourself and saying, I'm the eighth wonder. Each one of us is the eighth wonder of the world. Each one of us is Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Why? Because the Rebbeinu Shel needs us, needs me, to be part of his plan. So even if you think that you're a nothing and you're never going to make it, what does that mean, you're not going to make it? What does that mean, you're not going to make it? What's making it exactly mean? You're part of the plan with the Rebbeinu Shlom. You're hand in hand. He wants you to be Matzliach as much as you want to be Matzliach. He'll give you the Siyata Dishmaya to be Matzliach because he's also got Negias. Because he also has a big plan. How much do you want to be part of the plan? Oh, that's already your bechira. But the minute that you join his crew and you become part of his plan, you become a Ben Avram from a Ben Noach, then you've got all the haftochas that the Torah says. There's only one thing that the Torah says the Shoya came. Tachas asher lo yevadeto asher shana lakecho besimcho. Doesn't mean you're dancing around. Besimcho means, where is your satisfaction? Where is your enjoyment in life? Who are you? What are your machshavas? Are you going to be the one that if you had a bechira today, you're ready to throw in the towel and say, I'd rather keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? Or would you turn around and say, well, I could be part of the Rebbeinu Shleilam's plan, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam? I want to be part of that. And when you want to be part of that, the Rebbeinu Shleilam turns around and says, you're makir, you're gadlus. You make who you are, you make your koichas. There's different siyata d'shmaya. Depression and all these mishugasim that control our lives today is all because of lack of self-esteem, lack of understanding what am I sitting here in this world doing. Feeling, what's my tachlis? What's my purpose? Smoking it away. Where does all that come from? That comes from, I'm a maimin b'Hashem, but I'm a ben noyach. I'm a ben noyach. I don't have any self-esteem. I don't understand who am I? What the Rebbeinu, how much the Rebbeinu Shem loves me and wants me to be part of this jigsaw. He wants me to be part of this plan. And every time you screw up, he's b'tzah, more than you are. More than you are. Why? Because he sees the picture. And he sees how choshev you are in the big jigsaw, and how much you missed out. And what he has to do in order to make sure that your krishma that you missed, or whatever you're doing, and that you missed out, I'm going to have to fulfill it. How I'm going to do it, we'll have to work it out. But take a look. And we're going to come upstairs. The bush is not going to be because I did an Aveira. The bush is going to be that I suddenly come upstairs to Olam HaEmes, what we call a minute of truth, and you see it right in front of you. Wow, I didn't know I had such koichas. I didn't know that I was worth so much. I didn't know that I make such a difference. If I would have known that I make such a difference, I'd have behaved differently. That's your Bechira. Your bechira is not whether you should do an aveira or not do an aveira. Your bechira is, do I believe in myself? Do I know what I'm here for? Do I understand what I entail? How much kishroinus I have? It's not how many black you learnt up. He's got a better head, I've got less of a head. The guy that horrored on one omud by the Rebbeinu Shlom could be more choshev than the guy that finished shas. Who knows what's more choshev by the Rebbeinu Shlom? Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, I'm as choshev as the God Lador. And the God Lador could be on the train, going to Auschwitz. And me, the Amoritz, is told to be killed. You're not allowed to give him over. Are you saving the God Lador and he knows Kol HaTeira Kula? That's how Choshev I am. That Avraham Avinu was Mechadish. But it only works when I understand and I internalize. I internalize that Bnei Avraham means I'm connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam a lot more than just a Ben Noach who believes the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everybody's a Ben Noach. To be a Ben Avraham means I believe in myself. I'm part of the plan. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam put me in this position. That means there's a tachlis to it. And if it's going rough, that means the Ribbono Shel Olam is holding my hand and he holds. That's part of the Bria. That's part of what you've got. That is what I'm holding your hand with you. Because this is putting together the jigsaw. When you stop, when everybody internalizes that a Pesach HaRishon to Tshuva is Ladas Erech Atzmoy, our davening, our chashivas to learning, it doesn't happen overnight. And we're not talking about Tshuva. We're not talking about not doing Averas. The Avera all starts, as Reb Tzadok says, is from one thing. Not the Avera, not the Yitzhar to do the Avera. One thing. The mindset. Who you are. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the seichel to internalize and understand. You could go on for hours about this. There's psukim and there's medroshim. Hours and hours of achreinim, rishonim, that are mazbe this inyan, that if we would be able to understand and internalize each one of us, what koichas we have and what we could do with them and what we do with them, and we don't even realize that when we don't use them, how much damage we're doing. Forget about doing averus, just not using what you could do. And using it in the right machshava, we'd have a different quality of life. It would be a different quality of living. It would be a different quality of everything we do. Half our yetzaharot would go out the window. Because only a shaila of a mindset of a bechira, of a rastichli la'olam, v'yodat es Hashem, a rastichli be'emuna v'yodat Hashem. You've got to be engaged. You've got to be married be'emuna. With this emuna of erech atzma, of self-worth, and then we will be zeicha v'yodat es Hashem.